This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, the guys and gals out there in the 18-wheelers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and let's not forget about the bulk mail haulers either. We've got Felix and his pals out there hauling the mail from the bulk mail centers over to the post offices, and then, of course, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel. So we got fuel to go back and forth to work or whatever. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You can follow us over there. You can get in the chat room and talk to us over there as well. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter, Truth Social. Our handle over there for all of those is at Captain's America. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can find us by our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And we look forward to seeing you or hearing from you, however you want to do. Now, listening to us right now up in the panhandle of Florida, we have the man, the myth, the legend, UndergroundUSA.com's own Frank Salvato. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
There, I got that right up there, didn't I?
Yeah, you rattled that off without a hitch.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we do emphasize those two words, under God, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, a shocking attack in Japan. This just doesn't happen all that much. A former prime minister, Shinzo Abe, was shot, and he is gravely wounded, hit at point-blank range in the middle of the back with a shotgun.
Yeah, rare is correct, and especially for Japan. It just doesn't happen in Japan. But the fact he was a former prime minister, so it kind of an odd target. It would be like somebody going after an ex-president or an ex-senator here in the United States. It doesn't really make any sense. So when the details come out, I won't be surprised if we find out that the shooter had a mental issue.
Yeah, well, it's been pretty much curfew put on everything during the night. Of course, it is like, let me see now, what's the difference? It's like 6 o'clock in the afternoon over there right now. So
yeah, and I guess the current prime minister was set to make a statement about this. That's what I heard. That's what I read
right
last night, but we'll see.
Yeah,
certainly a shock to the people of Japan. Condolences to people who have been affected by this.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. But And we'll get to the bottom of it. I'm sure they'll get to the bottom of it. By the way, one last little thing before I jump over into what we're going to talk about with Texas. The Gallup poll, the latest Gallup poll comes out, and Joe Boy Biden is down to 23%. How low can you go, Joe?
Yeah, it's dropping, but still I have to just be awestruck. There's 20% of people in this country who think he's doing a good job.
I knew you were going to say that. I just knew it. Yeah, I'm...
You know, it's incredible that someone existing in this economy, existing with all of the information that's coming out about how we're deteriorating as a society, mm-hmm. can think that we're headed in the right direction.
Yeah. So Texas Governor Greg Abbott yesterday issued an executive order instructing the Texas National Guard and the Texas Department of Public Safety to capture illegal immigrants inside the state of Texas and take them back to the southern border at the ports of entry where they should have come in from.
Yeah, when you called me last night when this broke, I said, it's starting.
Yep.
It is starting.
Yep.
And we've talked about the idea of nullification and state rights.
Yep.
When it comes to...
Mm-hmm. You there? Where did he go? Where did he go? I lost you, Frank. Okay, you'll have to call me back. No, that is definitely state sovereignty. And by the way, there's a second state that's involved in this. It happens to be Arizona. Arizona might get involved in doing the same exact thing because of the problem that they've got along their border. And if the border states would do that, as well as any other state that felt that they were insecure, threatened by whatever. Okay, there he is. Okay, you back?
I'm back.
All right, very good. I'm sorry about that. And Arizona might do it too.
Yeah, and I had read about where someone who's running for the AG who's running, they want to declare something about Article 4.
Right.
That says that the federal government is failing to protect the states mm-hmm. from armed invasion.
Correct.
And when you think about it, when you look at the drug people, the drug cartels, what they're doing over the border, it is armed, and it is an invasion.
And they do come across.
Mm-hmm. And they do come across.
Yep.
So the federal government is clearly failing states on that issue, and we're seeing states actually take the lead in doing something, and I love it.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. That's undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out, see all the different things he has to offer, and listen to his podcast. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right. Thank you very much, Frank. We'll be right back to Frank in just a second after I tell you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive and their Moss Nissan dealerships. Now, Moss Nissan has got a new dealership coming. I'll tell you where that's going to be here in just a second. But, you know, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, all church pastors, too. Get a great deal on your vehicle at Moss Nissan, whether it's new or whether it's pre-owned. Now, the other thing is, you can trot on up to Crystal River. You can go to the flagship store at Newport Richey at 19 and 54. You can trot on over to Nissan and right store to the Acura dealership on Ford Avenue in Tampa. Or, in about 2 weeks or thereabouts, you can head on up to the great the great city of Brooksville and our friends up there, Brooksville, Florida, State Route 50, just this side of the Veterans Expressway. There will be a brand new Moss Nissan. And when that grand opening starts, I'll be up there. I expect to be doing a live broadcast from there too, by the way, when they get started. So there you go. Hope to see many of you there. But check them out on the line. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Those are the magic words. And you might get something else, too. All righty. Back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Well, it's a nice neighborhood to be in anyway, so every day is a nice day.
Now, I'm going to reiterate something that you said because I found the passage here. Governor Abbott blamed the Biden administration for not enforcing the federal immigration laws, especially Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which lays out the federal government's responsibility in protecting states against invasion, i.e., armed invasion, which is exactly what the drug cartels do almost on a nightly basis when they come across with their drug shipments armed to the teeth to get them through.
Yeah, and in administrations past, there has at least been an effort to thwart that invasion at the border.
Yep.
Customs and Border Patrol were empowered to do their job.
They've had big-time gunfights on the border. Big-time gunfights.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, and the administrations and the apparatus have charged them with combating this.
Yep.
During the Biden administration, for at least the last 2 years, we've seen a retreat. You know, the administration and Mayorkas have pretty much told Customs and Border Patrol to stand down. So what are the states to do? The federal government is failing in their duty to the states. And I think what Abbott is doing is not only necessary, but it's about time. You know, he has a duty to his state to protect it if the federal government won't.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, this is an armed invasion. You know, you talk about the gunfights. You see the dead bodies on the border from what the drug cartels are doing. You're seeing them with a major move towards in human trafficking, which is internationally condemned. And thousands, tens of thousands, we're getting into what, hundreds of thousands of people coming over the border?
Yeah, 18,000 a week.
18,000 a week. So, yes, it's an invasion, and yes, it's deadly, and Abbott has every right to do this. We talk about nullification a lot during my visits with you, and this is these are the preliminary steps for a state doing to executing nullification. Well, you know, if the federal government is not going to perform their job as they should, they should be sued under the compact that is the Constitution. 50 states with the federal government creating it is a compact that the states have with our federal government. It's there for, this is a primary purpose, defending the country. And they're failing. So there's no reason why Abbott shouldn't take the lead, shouldn't invoke a form of nullification saying, if you're not going to do it, we will. And you're violating the compact, and we'd like to see you in court. Because, man, I'm telling you, with the way that this Supreme Court has championed the rights of the states, in especially their last session, you would have to think they would come down on the side of Texas.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, and Texas, you know, as we were talking at the break, Texas is not the only state that's considering this.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Arizona. We've got the AG of Arizona, who I wrongly said was running for governor out there. I guess she's running against Mark Kelly for U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who said exactly, almost word for word, what Abbott said.
Yeah.
She's urging the governor there to declare a state of emergency. And state that the federal government has failed in its duty to the people of the state of Arizona, which he should. You know, we can't allow this lawlessness. If you don't have defined borders as a country, then what is your country?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a constitution. You can't selectively enforce the articles of the Constitution. They are the law of the land. We have to have fidelity to it. This administration routinely exhibits contempt for the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to the governors. And how many times have we said the governors will be the army that saves the United States?
Hundreds of times. Hundreds of times we've said that.
Yeah, so bravo, Mr. Abbott, and come on, Mr. Ducey, let's get with it.
Now, before I get to the caller, there's an interesting article that I'm going to talk about a little bit the next segment, but I'm going to try to get rid of it right now here. A political shift is beginning to take hold in the United States as tens of thousands of suburban voters who helped fuel the Democratic Party's gains in recent years are now becoming Republicans. Places like Denver, places like Pittsburgh, Harrisburg, Raleigh, Des Moines, where the people are suddenly switching their allegiance from Democrat to Republican because of the taxes and the gasoline and everything that's just making their life miserable. And they're coming over and they're standing up and they're attending the rallies and they're voting in the primaries.
Well, when you feel the pain like you're feeling, you're like we're feeling in our pocketbooks, it is a motivating factor. Mm-hmm. But I think also a part of that has to do with the intense knee-jerk to the left when it comes to societal norms.
Yeah,
we are putting some absurd subjects above things that need to be core concerns in this country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When you have bizarre far left fringe issues taking precedence over the economy,
mm-hmm.
over fuel prices,
yep.
over individual rights,
national security,
shift mm-hmm. like that, absolutely.
All right.
So it's gonna progress too right. before the next election.
Let me grab this call here real quick. Okay. Good morning. Is this Eric?
Yeah. Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Yes. Good morning, Eric.
You got about a minute. Sorry about that, but go ahead.
Yeah, Roger that. Again, I appreciate the time. Hey, you guys are talking, everyone's talking about Texas and the quote-unquote invasion and, you know, the Articles of the Constitution. And I get that. I understand that. I understand the argument. Okay, Greg Abbott has had this on his lap since February, March of last year. And just now, so-called during an election cycle for the Texas gubernatorial election, he's going to come out and play Mr. Tough Guy. Now, that's my opinion on this. He has had other opportunities to take action, and right now, since his lead, according to what people what I've read in the Texas gubernatorial election, has shrunk almost 10 points in the past 6 months, he's out to make a stance for those that really need to pull the voting lever, election lever, the ballot lever for him on this election. He is not this all he's cracked up to be, in my opinion, because he's also the governor that signed off on allowing, how should I say, some of this fossil fuel stuff to go by the wayside and opt for wind generation power, and he got all these awards from the
okay.
left. And
all right.
My sense in this
I gotta is run.
All politics right now. Thanks, gentlemen. Simplify.
All right. I got four words, Frank. You know what it is?
Well, hey, Eric, okay, you caught him. Maybe he shouldn't do it then, right?
I got four words, you know. Frank. You ready? Four words. You ready? It's
yep.
called the Convention of States, which has caught fire in the last 6 months. The Convention
okay.
of
I
States.
Like this.
Mm-hmm.
I like this subject.
Yep, and you and I are going to be swinging that big old hammer for a while. All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Friday morning. Talking to my friend Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. And you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Come on now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was shot as he gave a campaign speech on Friday in western Japan and was airlifted to a hospital. Local fire department officials said Abe was in extreme critical condition with multiple cardiac arrests. Police say they arrested a male suspect at the scene of the attack moments after the shooting. The Liberal Prime Minister was talking outside a train station in Western Nara. A federal judge on Thursday sentenced former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin to 21 years in prison with credit for time already served for charges that included violating civil rights of George Floyd. Done with the Biden administration being inept at the U.S.-Mexico border, Texas Governor Republican Greg Abbott ordered state law enforcement officials to send illegal immigrants apprehended in the state back to the southern border. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty, welcome back everybody to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday morning edition. This portion of the program, my conversation with Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com, is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Remember, Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that I've been taking for over 8 years because of what it does for me with the problem that I've got. Now, it helps me to reduce inflammation and the pain and the swelling that I have in my left foot and ankle, which went over a week or so ago, a couple of weeks ago, to my right foot. And now I've got that corrected again. So the product that's in this, the ingredients, turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, helps to support your body's natural response to inflammation. But what it does is it lowers or eliminates pain by going right straight to the source. Best thing is, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product, too, which is good for it. It's like taking an extra vitamin. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in. You can find out more by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. And don't forget, $19.95 on the 3-week quick start is all you have to lose is pain. All right, back to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Frank, we have some breaking news and some sad news coming out of Japan right now. The former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has died after being shot point-blank range in the back at a speech that he was giving yesterday. What a shame. What a terrible, awful, horrible shame.
Yeah, this will be a dark day in Japanese history, and the people of Japan will obviously go into mourning over this. Even though he was an ex-Prime Minister, he was a force to be reckoned with in politics over there, and he served the people of Japan well. He was quite honestly, this may be a merciful outcome for him, because where he was shot, how he was shot, and the injuries that he suffered would have left him a shell of the man that he once was.
Yeah, that was very bad to be hit where he was hit in a manner that he was. He had lost, of course, all vital signs on the way to the hospital, which is extremely bad. They had managed to bring him back, but unfortunately, he succumbed to his injuries just a few minutes ago here, and we're reporting that Shinzo Abe, who was the former Japanese prime minister, great friend to the United States, a great friend to the United States, and I'm sure he'll be sorely missed by many.
Well, to the listeners of both your program, the Captain's America Third Watch, and our readers of undergroundusa.com over in Japan, of which we have some, our heartfelt condolences.
Now, I want to mention the and Jeanette, thank you very much, Jeanette. Jeanette's letting me know. She just sent me a message through the direct message that he had passed away, and we're aware of that. And thank you very much, Jeanette. And she's saying she loves the show and all that, and that's great. Sad day, though, for a lot of people. Okay, I want to brighten things up a little bit, because we talked about the Convention of States. Now, I was involved in this to a pretty good degree. And then all of a sudden, about maybe 7 or 8 months ago, they kind of disappeared from sight for a while. But they revitalized, retooled, and the reason that I got back into it was Pete Hegseth, who's a friend of mine from Concerned Veterans for America. He's also on Fox News on the weekend show, Pete Hegseth. And he says, hey, man, you know, we're back, and we haven't gone anywhere, and I'd like to have you in the program again. Well, I'm back, sort of. But I was doing some speeches at some of their events and whatnot, and I assume that'll start again if we get this done the way I think we're going to do it.
Well, and it's, you know, the nice thing about Convention of States is that it is a nonpartisan movement. This is a movement of American citizens from all walks of life that actually believe in the Constitution and the limits that it imposes on federal government.
Mm-hmm.
It respects the rights of the states to be able to execute their government in the compact that created the federal government. So I urge everybody to go over to conventionofthestates.org and read about it, because there's a lot of propaganda out there that isn't correct when it comes to what this is trying to achieve. It is not, and this is one of the big ones that the people who are against this movement like to keep saying, it is not a constitutional convention.
Nope.
That implicates that there's a complete rewriting, and it's a free-for-all, and people are going to get together and destroy what we have and try to write a new constitution. That is not it.
Mm-mm.
This is about Article 5 of the United States Constitution that lays out two different ways that amendments to the Constitution could be introduced and ratified.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is through Congress, and then it goes to the states for ratification. This one emanates from the states themselves, from the people who live in the states themselves. It circumvents the federal government, but for their obligation to set a time and a place for it to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the power to do things like create amendments that execute term limits, to force a runaway federal government. If anything's runaway in today's governmental lexicon, it's the federal government's authority.
The budget.
To the budget.
Yeah.
To rein them in to the limitations that the U.S. Constitution placed on them at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So please go over to that website and learn about what the whole process is, because it's sound. It's not something that was created by that organization or a group of activists. It was created by the framers.
Mm-hmm.
The framers came up with this idea it was enshrined in the Constitution. They wanted to give us two ways to be able to amend the Constitution, and one rests with the people. This is simply the execution of that. The second way to be able to amend the Constitution so that we could have a check and balance on the federal government when it decides to veer from what the Constitution says.
Yep.
You know, there's no way it can be this runaway convention thing that the detractors want to keep saying that it can be. There are strict guidelines about what can be discussed, what can be brought up, and so far 19 states have signed on to it.
Yeah. And you know, I think it takes...
It's a beautiful...
Does it take what?
It's a beautiful...
Sorry.
It's 35 states.
Okay, all right.
And from what I understand, we've got 19 that are signed on to it. 14 have the measure moving through past one house of the legislative branch.
Right.
And we have several other states that are picking it up at the beginning stages of their legislative sessions.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a great opportunity here to actually succeed in this. This would be the first time that this section of Article 5 will be invoked in this manner. It's history-making, but it needs to be done. When you look at how far away the federal government has gotten from executing under the Constitution in a literal, limited sense in the original form that it was intended to be, we have no choice. You know, so... Again, go over to the website, conventionofstates.org, learn about it, and please, please, please get involved. Get involved. We've got a wonderful opportunity here to not only make history, but defend the country so that our tomorrow can be like what our yesterday used to be.
Yep.
It's really important.
And they are going to start having, similar to what they did before, they're going to start moving around and doing different things in different parts of the state, Florida, as well as whatever other states that are going on. They're doing it now. I know that. Georgia, let's see. I know Florida approved this, too, way back probably a year ago or more.
When you see the people who endorse this movement, it is impressive. And I'll name three names right off the bat. We've got Governor Ron DeSantis, who backs this measure. We've got Thomas Sowell, probably one of the biggest intellects in politics today.
Yep.
And in social culture behind it. We got Rand Paul.
Yep.
So please, go over there and learn about this. It's very important.
All right, my friend. I will talk to you on Monday morning. Have yourself a great weekend, and don't forget the suntan lotion. I will see you on Monday. Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go over there, check it out.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, I vote for the hat trick, and we can take the hat trick out of hockey, and let's see, we'll put it into baseball. Three RBIs, and you got a hat trick. How about that one there, Patrick Hyland?
That will work, sir. I like that a lot.
Yep.
I love it.
Throw the hats. They got three RBIs.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Three home runs. Let's go with that. We'll go with three home runs.
Well, that's a little tougher.
Yeah, you bet it is, brother. You bet it is.
Yeah.
So it's good stuff, Captain. Good
By the way, stuff. I have to stop for just a second. We have breaking news coming out of Japan, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, late last night, our time, the former Japanese Prime Minister, Shinzo Abe, was speaking, and he was gunned down with a shotgun, point-blank range, shot in the back. He was originally taken to the hospital. He'd lost vital signs on the way. They managed to bring him back, but he died about 30 minutes ago. So that's the big news coming out of Japan. These sort of things never, never happen in Japan, but they just did.
Wow, Captain. It's crazy how the world's getting. We need all wake up, not just in the U.S. of A, but across the world. And just treat people the way you want to be treated. It's a mental illness thing again, I bet you. But it's the guy who's just not right. And this is what's happening. If you don't, the mental health is just as important as the rest of the body's health. And we need to work on that. So, sorry to hear that. That's a very unfortunate situation.
Yeah.
I'm just not good. Again, it reminds you of Abraham Lincoln getting shot, you know, in the back. How crazy is that? So, anyhow, well, anyway, we'll try to brighten the day up for people, talk a little bit of sports. They had the draft last night, Captain. NHL draft that was. And a lot of prospects that have a lot of potential that look good. I think every team did well. Lightning did excellent with having the 31st pick. Got a nice forward, and I think this kid has a lot of potential. So we shall see what happens.
Did they get the one they were talking about?
Yeah, they thought he'd be there. He made it, so it was good. They really like this kid. He just fits into their hard-nosed, hardcore, fast-paced type of player, and he's coachable. And Cooley will do very well with him. So that's going to be nice for Lightning. And they're talking about switching to the Raiders. Well, football here. They're doing investigating the claims of a hostile work environment there in Oakland. Hopefully they get all that resolved. The NFL, you know, they need to start working on their brand again, I think, Captain. It's the most popular sport, but they've done some things over the years that have really gotten people a little upset with them.
The worst thing they did was when they took that deal and they took the knees out in the field. And I was with a group of veterans that went over to the Buccaneers and told them that if they did it again, there would be no veterans from our organizations showing up at any of their games, and it stopped.
Yeah, there you go. It's just time and place, Captain, time and place. I have no problem with you having your say. That's what made this country great, but you do it properly. And NFL needs to worry about that. And other businesses have to worry about their brand and their employees acting properly. NFL needs to work on that, too. You know, speaking about that, Mr. Schneider is going to testify to the House committee about things that were going on there. I mean, we're worried about changing mascots' names, and then we're not worried about what's going on in these sports organizations. Mm-hmm. It baffles me to no end, Captain. I wish we would wake up a little bit more here in America and make things happen.
I'm with you.
Rafael Nadal had to withdraw from Wimbledon, Captain. That was kind of a blow. Great player. One of the best. It's nice to, hopefully we'll get some new kids coming up to keep the sport of tennis doing well, because it's a lot of fun to watch that game.
Yep.
This guy Tringle, Captain, over in Scotland. The British Open is next weekend. They do a little warm-up there at the Scottish Open. And he shot a 61, Captain. Boy, I mean, that's huge. Over there in the wind and the different conditions. So I want to give a shout-out to him.
Yep.
And the Captain, it looks like Miss Griner, is pleaded guilty to charges in Russia. I'm curious if they're going to let her out or what's going to happen in that situation.
Well, it will expedite. See, Russia doesn't want to lose anywhere along the line. So they get a win with a conviction. Now the negotiation starts to get her out. It's a question of how much money are they going to give Russia.
I got you, Captain. So that's how that's going to play out.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Very interesting. So, well, and then the Major League Baseball, Captain, the Yankees are still rocking. They're 60-23. The Rays are coming up, though. They have 45 wins now. They keep playing to this capability. If they can keep at a 550 pace, Captain, I think they can get that final wild card slot. So that's what will happen in that situation. And also you have the Dodgers are playing great. So it could be a Yankee-Dodger finale. The Astros are playing well also. And they're always
they are going to be the team that's going to make they're just such a little antagonizing bunch, those guys.
You're not kidding, Captain. I'm glad we got past the garbage can gate, I call it, and just play the game straight up. But for our friends up in Atlanta, boy, the Braves have come on very hot, Captain, and they're giving the Mets everything they got, and the Mets are playing well, too. So that's going to be an excellent division to watch the rest of the way, the Mets and the Braves, for our New York listeners and all our Southeastern listeners, because pretty much the Braves are the team of the South, to say the least. Georgia, Mississippi, Tennessee, everybody follows up Alabama.
Do we dare call them the North Port Braves?
There you go. And then down here in Florida for spring training, Northport Braves. Yeah. So, well, Captain, just want to thank you for letting me do sports with you. It's always fun and a pleasure. It's always fun helping people out with their insurance needs. I enjoy it very much. It's a passion. I could be of help to you. My number is 813-966-1052. I've helped out Captain and many of other people. I can custom make a program for you that's going to be best for your insurance needs to save you money but give you the most coverage out there. Take advantage of me. Look at another way of looking at things, which is very important, and get a second set of eyes looking at your paperwork. Give me a call, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Let's have a cup of coffee, go over that insurance programs with you, and also we'll talk some sports.
Okay.
God bless you, Captain. Have a safe weekend.
See you on Sunday. Okay, thank you. Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback, Sports Zone. Don't forget, 813-966-1052. Okay. Final segment here, brought to you by Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh down there in Sarasota. All their blind sheets and shutters are made to U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And Dominique's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Give them a call, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. Set up an appointment for service, or maybe you're out of the area and you need a part mailed to you. They'll do all of the above. Don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Alrighty, get ready, folks. Here he comes.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. And the bottom line is this. Biden should be fired. He's a disaster, okay? Look at the press. If Donald Trump was in the White House and letting illegals come across the border like that and letting all this come in, that's what a fraud you are. You're a sellout. Just like these idiots on the basketball player over in Russia. If Donald Trump was president, that girl would be home. Donald Trump's phone say, that girl's not home today at midnight. We're going to annihilate all of you. Okay, Putin wouldn't even have moved in on Ukraine if Donald Trump wasn't there. If you can't see the collusion, where's Adam Schiff to talk about the collusion between Biden and Russia? Okay? And by the way, where's the Pope at? Hey, Pope, sit down, you Marxist socialist. Not you. I'm talking about Pope Francis, who's next to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in heaven. Thank God for our Supreme Court justices and Billy Graham, who's in heaven. Thank God for our Supreme Court justices who are not murdering babies in America. No, it's not Planned Parenthood. It's planned murder, and we don't want it here, okay? And we want to thank our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, but the Vatican hasn't said a word because they just sold out and had communion with Pelosi. If Godfather brings our tradition, then show the Vatican fail. God bless, stand up for our country. Let's go, peace.
All righty. Thank you very much, Todd and Tampa. And I will be back tonight with the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Same time, same stations, with a few more added along. We have more on the weekend than we do during the week. So, God bless America. Have a great day. Make it a great day wherever you go, whatever you do. All right, I'll be back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.